well, I'll just take the fries and I'll just throw them in there. This is where that nice golden crunch is going to come in. And there you go. Almost a perfect.
What's up, everyone? This is episode 15 of Road Fries.
Ooh, we're making it.
Yeah, dude, 15, bro.
Getting after it.
I'm surprised we've made it this far.
I'm surprised the internet has allowed us to succeed to this point.
No, government officials have come knocking on my door yet.
Yeah, I keep an eye on the windows, you know, just make sure.
Just keep a lookout. Anyways, so stopped at Beans and Brews today. I've become super into coffees. I've been super into coffee. I consider myself a coffee aficionado.
Ooh, a connoisseur.
Connoisseur. Of sorts. Like the espresso videos. I don't think I'd ever buy one because an espresso machine's kind of expensive. What it is.
It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. But it's satisfying to watch somebody else on the internet do it.
Like when they grind their beans and like put them in the little thing and they put the little pad on top and they tap it down.
The little fork thing.
Yeah.
Make sure it's all like nice and fluffy.
Like there's work involved in that.
Yeah.
Well, and then they have like I was watching one where it was kind of like they have like filters because it's supposed to like go through the whole thing and some of them just go down the middle and it kind of doesn't make your coffee as strong.
Yeah, it's not as strong and like flavorful.
Which science behind coffee?
A barista.
But and I used to be a simple man. You know, I'd get my Folgers and I used to drink it with the grounds in the water, just mix it that way.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, I've done that.
Dude, I don't know if I could do instant anymore.
I like it. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I've spoiled myself because I know what I like and I'm like, ugh.
I've spoiled myself in the sense of sweetness in my coffee.
Yeah.
Because I mean, even at work, I can still drink it black.
Work coffee's horrible.
It's, you know what? It does the trick. Straight bean water, bud.
Bean water. But I don't know. I've gotten to the point now where I know how much sugar I need to put in it, like what kind of creamer. I don't use creamer, though. I use whole milk.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I don't use creamer.
Okay. I use creamer. I like, which is weird because like, I feel like my taste has evolved. I used to not like coconut. And I've kind of grown to enjoy it, but I think ever since we've gotten coffee makers that you know we program and it goes and turns on, that's what caused me to start making coffee at home. Before I just take the coffee black at work, just fill it up and slam a cup and let's go.
That's all she wrote.
Yep.
Yeah, I figured out my flavor.
Okay.
Like my blend or whatever Kona. Because
is that a brand?
No, it's a style kind of like Colombian or stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's Hawaiian.
Oh,
and it's Hawaiian with Arabic beans, which is kind of opposite end of the earth. But yeah, we had it when we went on our honeymoon.
Ooh. Oh, I was gonna say, I figure that's kind of where you got the.
It started there, and I have not looked back.
Really,
I've given up on like the breakfast blends, the signature blends, the Brazilian or the Colombian.
Yeah, I'm like a Colombian style or traditional. I don't know. Like to me, it's got to be super noticeable because I've smelled different like coffee styles and I don't see it. To me, it's all beans.
Yeah.
But I believe that my palate's just not evolved enough. Maybe because I'll grab a thing of coffee and I'll be like, oh, okay, smell that one. What about this one? Oh, it's the same thing to me.
Dude, I'll when we get done with this, we got hazelnut. And Kona in the house.
You're gonna let me smell your beans, bro?
I'm gonna let you smell my beans. I'm gonna let you pick which bean you like more.
Can I put my hands in your beans?
Duh. But I really think you'll be able to tell the difference between them.
All right.
Because it's not that like, I don't know. It's not bitter. I don't know what it is that's different about it, but it tastes like good. It's not like it's got coconut in it or anything. It's just,
okay.
It's a different kind of blend. I don't know whether it's dark blend, light blend. I don't know.
Because there's like tons of different coffees in the coffee section, and like Starbucks and all
it's
that.
Like
and I'm just
overwhelming.
Like, I don't know. I feel like if you like the sweet coffee, you make your coffee and then like you add whatever you want afterwards. So it's like, to me, it's like the beans are all kind of the same. Like when I have like my coffee regular, I enjoy it.
Yeah. She'll make this like hazelnut thing.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, it's good. Like,
yeah.
Oh, way too sweet for me.
Really?
Way too sweet. Hmm. And I'll put sugar in it. Occasionally I'll put a creamer. Yeah. Like sometimes I'll put like a hazelnut creamer in it if she's already bought it and just chilling in the house, but I usually don't. But she makes this like hazelnut one, and
I think it's like
two pumps of toffee nut, and I'm like, oh, too much sugar.
That's a lot. Maybe that's what she needs to get her gears going, bro, in the mornings.
Get her perked up in the day.
You know what I mean? Because like I said, like I used to drink like maybe 4 or 5 cups throughout the day of that just bean water from work. And it just did the job, bro. It kept me up, kept me regular.
Yeah,
that's the other thing, bro. Coffee's like clockwork. I'll take a strong sip of a coffee in the morning, and like 20-30 minutes.
Yeah, like, uh-oh.
It's creeping down the bowel system.
Yeah,
which is good. You know, it's I think it's good for your health to keep a regular.
Well, yeah, they say that coffee is good for you. Anyways, it helps like prolonged. Drinking of coffee can help reduce, like, what is it, heart disease or something?
Something like that. Yeah, it's like Cheerios. Yeah, so
it's like, it's better than an energy drink.
Oh, but 100%.
God, I give her crap because she's got those energy drinks and she's been drinking energy drinks lately.
Yeah.
But I had a Red Bull the other day at work. Leaps and bounds of energy that I was not expecting. Because I don't drink energy drinks anymore. And I was just like, holy crap. I get why I was like, because when I worked nights for a minute, I was drinking one, like, every day.
Oh, yeah.
But I tried to like get myself off them because I had a panic attack. I had a monster. Well, not panic attack, anxiety attack.
So, I don't know.
I had like some like, ugh. Like I couldn't like, couldn't, I felt you overwhelmed. Calm yourself. Yeah, I felt overwhelmed, but there was nothing happening.
Oof, that's rough.
And so I just, and I realized it was the, I don't know if you remember the monsters that had like the black textured can. It was like all black, but one. And I don't know what it was about that one, but I had like a moment, and then I was like, okay, I'm not touching these again. And then I was like, well, let's just test to see if it was that. So I had one on like my day off, and I had the same response, and I was literally just sitting on the couch.
That's rough.
And so after that, I was like, nope.
That's crazy. But there's people that drink those like water, bro.
Well, there's people that buy like two a break.
And if you drink a lot of energy drinks, that's on you. That's not me judging you. It's just like I personally can't imagine drinking that many. Yeah. In like a, because people will do it like in a 12-hour shift, and every time I see them, they'll just sit there with like a big Red Bull or a big Monster, and they're just cranking them down, dude.
What are those people that like, they sit there and they'll go to break and they have a 2 liter of Mountain Dew? I'm like, that's not good. Like, I'm not, like, the flagship...
For health. For good health and, you know...
the perfect model of health, but...
Neither of us are, but...
I know that a 2 liter Mountain Dew on break is not a good thing to be drinking.
That's buying... That's a rough life you're living at that point.
Or if you're needing two tall energy drinks for a 12-hour shift...
Well, no, even that. I mean, I kind of, whatever, sympathize with that, but, like, there's people that'll have, like, two of them on break.
Yeah,
and they're just like piggybacking them, dude, just slamming them, and I'm like, oh man, that's rough.
That's your kidneys are like, please no.
But I mean, that's to each their own, I guess. I just see that, and I'm just like, it's like cringy.
It's cringy, and like, not to sound like an old person, but you know, it's you gotta watch your health.
I mean, at some point, that's gonna catch up to you, no matter who you are.
Yeah, and so it's like. My coffee, I mean, it may not be the best for your teeth. It may not be
might not
best.
Be the best for your teeth. I mean, you know, coffee's not the best, and people, there's negative things for it, too. I get it, but...
People have been drinking coffee for thousands of years of some sort.
But also, I'm not sitting there and drinking a whole pot of coffee to myself in, like, an afternoon.
I might be.
Oh, you are.
My morning routine consists of waking up, and I have that... coffee pot going off to where it's done by the time I wake up. I pour myself a little mug, and then I fill up my Yeti, and I bring that to work. Then I sit down.
You fill a Yeti with coffee?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I fill my Yeti with coffee.
But I mean, give or take, how big is the pot? Say,
I usually make a 28 ounce because there's no, it goes from 18 to 28. There's no like middle, and I need the middle amount. So I'm always like dumping a little bit down the drain. Because
mine's like mine goes off. Cup. So what's a cup? It's like, how many ounces are in a cup?
I think it's eight ounces.
8 ounces
to a cup.
So we're about the same. Cause I'll fill up my little thermos thing with like 4 cups solid. Cause that's what I brew every day.
Yeah.
And I'll drink that in between 5 a.m. to 7:30.
Yeah, but I mean, I drink a cup of coffee. I sit there on the every morning on the table with either we have Captain Crunch, so I've been making a couple of bowls of those.
Ooh,
because I like Captain Crunch berries, huh? Not all berries, not the oops all berries, but I'll do Crunch.
Oh,
berries.
I wouldn't. Oh no, that sounds rough.
But I don't know what it is about Captain Crunch, but that's I put that as top five cereals in my book.
How does the roof of your mouth feel after some Captain Crunch? Because that's rough.
Oh yeah, it's not like that's probably why it's top five and not top one.
I think I've already peaked at my age to where I like my cereal soft, and I've done that for years. I used to let my cereal sit on the countertop for like 10 minutes. Dude, I can't do like I like my mush. It's mush. Weird, but like I don't know. Mouth. I don't like to work too hard for my cereal. I just want it down the gullet like a duck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, I'll make my Captain Crunch right now or Pop Tarts.
Ooh, Pop Tarts.
Every day I have two Pop Tarts and a cup of coffee, and I try to figure out Wordle.
See, you have what?
I try to do my Wordle every day.
Oh, jeez.
I try to get that done, and then I'll hop in the shower and then go to work. But I'll have that like 20 ounce or 18 ounce Yeti with coffee that I kill before 7.
Our routines are so vastly different.
Yeah, I can't coming to days and waking up early in the morning. I cannot function unless I get breakfast in me before I even get to work.
Hmm.
Yeah, granted, it's just Pop Tarts or like a bowl of cereal and it's not like a major breakfast.
I get that. I get that. But see, with me, it's like I get up, make my coffee, head to work early, and then I won't eat breakfast till about 7.
Yeah.
And then once I have my breakfast, I don't eat again until like the afternoon, like when I get home. It's like we're different creatures.
And it's weird because when I worked nights, I would get up earlier before, like, because the shift starts at 5 a.m. on days, starts at 5 p.m. on nights.
No.
In days, I get up at like 3:40-ish, and I have enough time to eat breakfast, take a shower, get ready, and go to work. But when I had to be there at 5 p.m., I'd get up at like 2, and I swear I didn't have enough time to get ready for work sometimes.
That's weird.
Yeah. But it's also weird because, like, let's say if I woke up at like 3:30 before work, I feel like I'm like, wow, I just barely woke up and I'm already at work. But then I'd get off work and stay awake till like 9. And it was fine. But I'll wake up at 3:30 and I go to bed. There's sometimes we go to bed at like 11:30 and I'm like, oh, I'm going to hate tomorrow. But I'm able to do it.
Yeah, but on nights,
like, I couldn't do that. I needed like a set amount of time of sleep or else I was just.
That's because you were sleeping in the daytime. It was probably a lot harder to stay asleep and kind of get that rest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I for the life of me, well, like I'd always struggle sleeping during the day when I was on Graves. And now I pass out. Even though if I go to bed at like 10 or 11, I'm out for that little bit of sleep.
And I never realized how hard working nights was on your body until I went to days.
No, dude, Graves was rough.
Like, at the time, it was like, cool, I can stay up late because I stay up late on my weekends.
Yeah,
we get off work at 11 o'clock p.m. on a Wednesday, so it's like, hey, let's go to the bar.
Also, it really makes you wonder how people do swing shifts. Ugh. It's like constantly switching back and forth. It's like, that would drive me nuts. Yeah,
the rotating shifts. Like,
yeah, no.
An unnamed company that's near our...
I need my routines.
Yeah. Where they, like, do 3-on, 3-off, 2-on, 2-off, and they also rotate days, nights,
swings. Like, it probably sounds sweet for, like, your days off, but, like, actively doing it would probably be a pain.
And then, like, I'm already bad at scheduling stuff. I can't imagine having to look months in advance and counting the days to make sure that that's my day off or not.
You'd end up forgetting what day you're off and, like, going to work.
I am not organized at all. I'm not organized enough to have the responsibility of that job. No way. My question for you is... If you were to win the lottery, how would you spend the money to where you wouldn't be working in 5 years because you pissed it all away?
I don't know, dude. Like, $1 million. Say that's, like, the least. $1 million. And it's not a lot of money. That you hear that. Everybody say that. Not $1 million isn't, oh, whatever. You can burn that in, like, a year or whatever. If you're dumb.
Yeah.
You see all these people that, like, hit the lottery and, like, they buy, like, Lamborghinis and they buy like boats and they take all these expensive trips everywhere. I think that's stupid, and I think that's part of the reason why me and you never win the lottery, because we're smarter than that, at least in theory.
Yeah,
but like $1 million, say you take it outright because they tax you.
Yeah, so it's not a full mil.
It's not a full mil. Say you get $250,000 in taxes taken out, which is I don't know if that's a lot or like not.
If that's enough, the amount.
But that's something that I'm willing to say, take it out of my taxes. The government didn't earn it, but whatever.
Yeah.
$750,000. Pay off your house. Say I don't know how much anybody owes on their house, but say you owe less than $250,000 for your house. Pay that off. You have a house. You either buy another house somewhere and rent it.
Yeah.
And then you take the remaining, say, $100,000, because you got to pay off your debt too. And I get that.
Yeah.
And dude, what I would do, you invest in small businesses everywhere.
You invest in small businesses, or if you have an idea that you feel has like footing, start a business.
Yeah.
But get it to make money.
But like backing people, becoming a
shark.
See, and that's the other
thing. Back up like, the scrub daddy guy.
This is literally what those dudes do on that Shark Tank show. Yeah. They don't do anything but like buy pieces of business or invest in somebody else's that's going to take off, and you're getting continuously recirculating money coming in.
Yeah, your money is working for you.
Me and my buddy Mikey were actually talking about this last night, and it's ridiculous how some people literally lose all their money and be back to working the same job that they were working.
Yeah.
First of all, I wouldn't quit my job.
No.
You wouldn't know that I had all that money, but there would be signs. Like a full tank of gas.
Yeah. I think the biggest issue is, like you said, like there's nothing wrong with taking a trip.
No.
If you want to take you and your family out to like...
No. Enjoy your money. Enjoy your winnings. Money. I get that.
Live it. See some cool stuff around the world.
Yeah.
And if your thing is trips, more power to you. Mm-hmm. Because then you got to experience more of them.
Yeah.
It's a life experience.
Of course.
But you see people that like, they'll take and go to like Disneyland again, like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
And then they'll sell all their stuff so they have more immediate money.
Or like people that just like do all these trips and don't take care of their personal stuff.
Yeah.
Like you've got to pay your taxes. You've got to pay all, like they don't think about all this stuff. And that's what gets them in the end is like you get audited. You like do all this stuff and you have to pay back a certain amount of money.
Yeah. Or they take an, because I have $1 million, let's say you get like $1 million flat after taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take and go buy like a $700,000 house.
Why?
You got to pay the taxes on that every year. So you got to make sure that you still have the income that can afford just the taxes alone and stuff like that. It's like, no. Like,
and I mean, a lot of it might be me like talking out my ass and being like, oh yeah, I'd be super responsible and then like burn it all myself. But honestly, like I'd be happy with just my house being paid off.
Yeah. Get rid of my house payment.
Cause simply that, like you get rid of your house payment, you get rid of your loans, whether it be your cars, you know, my bike and stuff like that. Once all that's out, you're working and your income is just stuff for you.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had no house payment, no truck payment, no car payment, nothing like that. All that money would be coming into me and it would be my money.
Yeah. That's what is off Armageddon when they go to save the world and their request is like they just never have to pay taxes
never
again.
Never pay taxes. Ever.
You know what?
Ever.
If I saved the world for some like odd reason and I had saved the world, that's all I'd ask. I'd be like, you know what? I just don't ever want to pay taxes
again. Yeah, no. 100%. Because
you gotta have like some kind of job to keep yourself kind of sane.
Yeah.
Because like when you're at home for an extended amount of period, you get bored. You get like crazy, cabin fever. So like I would keep my job. Maybe I wouldn't have the position I have just to keep stress off me because I don't need that income. Maybe I think have a more basic job just to have the basic
honestly,
job.
Honestly, I think I'd more so just keep my job for as long as I had these businesses that I'd been investing in growing. Because eventually, all of those businesses are going to bring money back to you.
Yeah, if you can survive off a scrub daddy.
Hey, if you're getting money coming in constantly from scrub daddy, and you don't have to work eventually.
Yeah.
That works out.
Oh, for sure.
Or like any sort of businesses, dude. Like there's people everywhere that need help.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm like a super great Samaritan, but it's like if you're starting your own business and I give you $30,000 to take off saying that I'm part owner and you just got to give me a cut of your money and all your stuff's paid off and you're doing your business,
Yeah.
I'm sure that wouldn't hurt them. You know what I mean? Like,
because they're seeing their dream come true. They're seeing
exactly.
Their business is taking off.
And that's what an investor does. And that's what the bank is doing.
Okay, now that we've talked about the responsible aspect, what's the stupid thing you'd splurge on?
I'd probably buy a jetpack.
You buy a jetpack?
Probably. I don't know. I honestly, given our past conversations, I'd probably learn to fly a plane. Even though I am scared of heights. And my wife knows this because I couldn't get on a Ferris wheel. Because I'm scared of heights.
A lot of people are afraid of Ferris wheels. And you know what? For me being afraid of heights, I'm not afraid of a Ferris wheel.
That's weird.
Yeah. But looking over the edge of a building?
Oh, yeah.
And that's weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe I would probably try to learn how to fly a plane. Or a helicopter.
Helicopter would be fun.
I think a helicopter would be fun. But that and... I don't know, dude. Let's say something just totally dumb that you'd be like, well, that's a stupid thing to buy. I don't know.
If it was a big enough amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if
I have a buffer for stupid stuff I could buy, I would buy some stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think.
But I'm a simple person. Like I really do enjoy, like, just having a nice
P-51
house.
Mustang.
Ooh.
A World War II, like, prop jet would be.
That would be sick.
A Messerschmitt or
dude,
a.
Dude, have you seen some of these houses that they have that are, like, that have their own runways?
Yeah.
In their backyard. John Travolta. Have you seen John Travolta's house?
Yeah.
He's got like three different plane hangers attached to his house.
A helipad. Go buy yourself a retired like Apache.
That'd be sick.
Oh, that'd be cool.
There's places to sell them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're an decommissioned. F-16. Like, they take all the like the cool military stuff. Grade like weaponry stuff off of it. But you can buy them.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Can you imagine an F-16? Oh, I'd be doing stupid. Some barrel rolls. Because I feel like if you learned how to fly, flying would be a lot less scary because you're the one in control.
Yeah.
A bus ride, I'm not as comfortable on a bus ride as I am just driving.
I feel like
I'm in control of the
vehicle. Like a couple of times, like, having somebody, okay, I'm going to show you how to fly this plane, your Fart plane, around. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'd have to, like, have them teach me how and, like, how to take off, how to land, and, like, learning all of it. And I probably wouldn't be flying around in, like, bad weather. But I could fly an F-16.
That would be dope.
That would be
dope. You know what another thing would be really cool? Just unrelated but related, like, stupid stuff?
Hmm.
I'd put a go-kart track in my backyard.
Oh, my God.
That would be sick. Not, like, a full-on racetrack because that's a lot of upkeep and, like,
yeah,
how often am I going to take my 9/11 out there. Yeah, I would buy it. Stupid things. I've already talked about it in my head.
I'd probably,
but if I came into like a ridiculous amount of money, I'd go buy like a. If it was a ridiculous amount of money,
okay, I got one.
Commas.
For you. The stupidest thing that I would probably buy would be my first car. It would be a 1988 Nissan Maxima V6, and I would restore it from top to bottom.
That would be cool.
And it would be, and that would be something that's like, that's kind of dumb. Why would you want it?
Well, Ludacris has his Acura Legend.
Just, dude, I would do it just like that. Just
he
fully
has his original
restored.
Is it like an 89 Legend or a 91 Legend or
and
something like that?
And it's all stock.
Yeah.
That's, you know, take your first car from where you first started from the and restore it just exactly as you had it.
You know what I would do? Look at my wife and I'd be like, let me go buy three things really fast and then the rest of it's yours. I would go buy a brand new diesel and like a, well, okay, four things. Brand new diesel, and then I'd get like a big trailer. I'd take that trailer down and go get myself a 911 GT3 RS. And then I would probably take and stop and get like a GTR. And then I would just drive back and be like, the rest of the money's yours, babe. Have at it. Because then I have the toy hauler and the two toys.
See, and that's, and here's the thing. I don't have a super grand appeal to any of these like supercars, honestly. Like, I think they're great.
Yeah, if I had
like a Ferrari, a Lambo, like the new ones.
If
you
I
know?
Had legacy money, where like I could take and put it off to my grandkids.
If it was something where like my kids would be living lush, I would buy some stupid Lambos and Ferraris. Yes.
Yeah.
Given, but like I don't think that would be my first thought of what I want, like vehicles I'd want to buy. I'm the one that would go and buy like a old 70s Camaro that was found in a barn somewhere, and yeah, I'd restore it myself.
I saw a 69 Camaro today when I was driving. I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Old cars, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think if I bought an old car, it'd have to be like a 69 Mustang.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. We would buy those cars and I probably wouldn't have anybody restore it for me. I'd do it myself.
Yeah, because
I would spend more money in like the tools than in what I would end up building that car. Like, I'd buy have a whole lift and like have like a rotisserie for the frame and all that. Like, I would go all out.
Huge welders.
Just for one car, I'd build the shop around it.
Oh yeah.
But that's us.
Yeah, we are
stupid.
We are stupid in our own way. Another thing that would be really cool to buy that wouldn't be useful at all, but it would be just cool to have, an old F1 car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be sick.
Have you seen that video of that dude that takes his, he has an old, I want to say it was like a Williams or something. He takes it out on the Autobahn.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he has an old F1 car. It's like an early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sitting there, and it's not from his point of view. It's from some random dude's dash cam. The guy's driving on the Autobahn. He's doing like, it's like 130 kilometers, whatever that is.
But it's like 100 miles an hour, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's doing like, yeah. He's not slow, but he's not like hauling.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're, and just a blink of an eye and it's gone already. And this dude just took an F1 car out onto like public streets.
That'd be sick,
dude. I'm like, oh, that'd be stupid.
Or even see that, that would be like one of my trips too. Like if I had that kind of money, I'd probably just go to Germany and go to like Nürburgring and go drive a car that I would buy out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
because
why not?
Yeah.
But once again, that would be me having paid off all my personal debt.
Yeah, first things first.
That's the thing,
like,
dude, that like these people like go and, oh yeah, I'm rich now. Go buy all this stuff. And then you get home and you realize that you didn't pay
house payment.
You know what I mean? Like,
because worst case scenario, and I just have enough to pay off all our bills. And we don't have like a house payment, no car payments or anything like that. Then you could take out a loan. Let's say you pay off everything, but then you're stuck with zero left in the bank, but no debt.
Hmm.
You have your entire check that you can take out, like, and go do something fun.
Yeah,
you could take your vacation. It's not that week that you took that personal vacation.
You pay your personal debt to the point where all you got to really spend money on is like electric bill, power or water, internet. Your phone.
Yeah.
And that's like two-thirds of your actual income is spent on your mortgage, your car payments, and all that. Without that in there, dude, I'd be living so much nicer.
Yeah. I would be content with, like, mediocrity.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know, I'm not...
Come to realize it, it's like you'd probably just acquire more debt.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing.
That's the American way, boys.
Yeah. But could you imagine? You don't have a house payment. You could take and go get the brand new truck, and you'd have a house payment for 5 years, and then it's paid off.
Yeah.
And then you have no house payment again, but you have a brand new truck.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I don't know. There's talk about being responsible about it, and then there's like...
Then there's actually being responsible about it.
Me on payday, when I'm like, let's go get sushi. And then the day before payday, I'm like, oh my God, dude, are we going to have to share a can of corn?
Dude, we went to Tokyo Station yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
So good.
Dude, we had a Wendy's sushi on Thursday.
Wendy's sushi?
Yeah, Wendy's
sushi. Oh, I thought you said Wendy's. I'm like, man, you're gambling hard, bud, if you're doing that one.
No, Wendy's. Wendy's Sukiyaki, you're right there on Riverdale Road.
Ooh, never heard of it.
What?
Yeah, never heard of it.
Oh, wait,
is it? No, but I mean,
it's the one next to the Supersonic Car Wash.
Okay, I've seen it, but it's like such a like hidden place.
Oh, dude, the best sushi in the state of Utah.
Ooh, that's a gamble.
I will die on that hill.
Okay.
I will die on that hill.
Maybe next check we'll have to go. Maybe we'll double.
Yeah.
Go down there and go get some sushi.
Fantastico.
Some sushi. I do like sushi.
Yes. They got some bomb.com.
It's the business. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You've never been there.
I've never been there.
Ooh. Yeah.
We'll have to go. I like that.
Five out of five. I would recommend. I'm plugging them for free. They aren't paying me for this one.
I'll be the judge of that.
But they got weird hours. I think it's like 5 to 9 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they're closed the rest of the week or something like that.
Oh,
but they have garlic edamame.
I'm not an edamame guy.
Oh, you will after you have theirs. Bet.
Ooh, you're building this place up, and I swear, if it's... Okay, we're going to leave an honest review?
Here's the thing. I don't think I've ever left food on my plate there. I'll eat through the pain just because it's good.
You're bursting at the seams. And just so
for
good.
Real, bro. It's that good.
All right, so I will have to try this, and I will be back with an honest review of that place.
Yes.
From somebody that's never had it, because I feel like you might be biased since you've probably eaten there more than once.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's like it's like our anniversary dinner every year.
Aw.
Yeah.
Cute.
Totes. But, yeah, you know what? I would do that. If I came into a ridiculous amount of money, I would have my own sushi chef.
Really? That's...
I mean, I don't have...
And here comes the stupid stuff you're buying.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. Is like, it would just be like an on-call guy. Like, he still works his normal shift or whatever, but on certain days, I'll even make sure that I'm, like, organizing it and be like, hey, in 2 weeks, we're going to have, like, a sushi dinner, whatever.
I need you to come down and...
Yeah, not DoorDash the sushi, DoorDash the entire cook.
Don't DoorDash the sushi, you DoorDash the sushi maker.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like an on-call guy.
That's some Scrooge money.
Because that's not like, I feel like that wouldn't be like too out of the realm.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's going to be expensive for what it is. But it's an on-tap thing. If I don't have like a contract where I have to pay him like X amount of money.
Okay, so that's your decision for the stupidest on-call thing that you can have.
Yeah.
Okay.
On-call sushi.
Let's see.
Getting excited about it.
I feel like I need to think of that one too.
You go get some lottery tickets. This sounds
pretty good. The stupidest thing that I would like to have on-call that's unnecessary like that? Because you see people that are like, oh, I'd like to have like Chick-fil-A in my house. You know, like stuff like that. Let's see. For me...
You own your own Chick-fil-A restaurant and you just eat there on Sundays?
Get there
and tell everyone else no.
Get there and there's a line.
Just be like, nope, just me. Bye.
Dude, that would be cool. Chick-fil-A in your house on Sundays.
Because I swear to God,
flex.
I swear to God, I only crave Chick-fil-A on Sundays. Like, seriously. It'll be like a Sunday and I'm like, ooh, Chick-fil-A sounds good. And I'm like...
it's something in the chicken.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
I've never had Chick-fil-A breakfast, though.
It's all right. It's all right.
Is it?
I wouldn't, like, I've heard people hype it up like they do Wendy's breakfast, but I don't really care for Wendy's breakfast.
Wendy's has a good breakfast sandwich.
The only breakfast that I'll, like, go out of my way for that's, like, a fast food breakfast is the ham croissants from Burger King.
You're a ham croissant kind of guy?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because...
Kind of out of the way gem that not a lot of people think about for breakfast.
What's up?
Maverick breakfast burritos, the chorizo ones.
You and your guests.
I usually get those only when I'm traveling somewhere. Like early in the morning, it's like I got to go head down to Salt Lake or something. It's like I'll usually go down there and grab one. And it, as a great man once said, it slaps, bro.
Slaps, homie. What would your top five travel foods be then?
Top
because
five
like everybody foods? Has their food that like they only get it while they travel, or they only get it when they go to a certain city. They like go out of their way for it. Because I've realized that I'll always get myself a white chocolate macadamia Clif Bar whenever I travel. I don't know why it hits the spot.
Clif Bars usually remind me of going to Bear Lake.
Yeah.
Because that was like the easy, quick breakfast before we go and
take up a lot of room.
Go and drink beer at 10 in the morning.
And it's filling, but it's not like, oh, I have to like sit down because I need a plate for this.
No, yeah, it's
convenient.
It's in your hand while you have the other hand on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like...
Like every time we go to Salt Lake, not every time we go to Salt Lake, but more often than not when we go to Salt Lake, we go to Astro Burger.
Astro Burger. I don't know. I don't really have like a top thing. Like I'm usually more of like the I gotta get there now. So like let's just go.
That's because
JC's usually the one getting the snacks.
Snacks that smile back. Goldfish. So you don't have like a travel snack then?
Probably jerky.
Yeah.
Like a big teriyaki jerky guy.
Teriyaki jerky?
Yeah.
Because I used to be all about the teriyaki jerky, but I've migrated to the black pepper one. Really? I don't know why. It just, I don't know. But one thing that I've never really been into, I've never cared for Slim Jims.
I think it's like hit and miss with Slim Jims. I think if somebody offers me one, like the little ones, offered me a little one, I'll add, you know, whatever, let's go. But I'm not somebody that goes and be like, where do you keep your Slim Jims? Where can I snap into a Slim Jim? It's like, I'm not that guy. I'll get like actual jerky, like the, what is it? What's the brand?
Jack Link's.
Jack Link's, probably.
Sorry, I had a yawn there.
You're good.
This is some really bad timing.
Well, I have a question for you.
All right, shoot.
What's something that if offered to you to learn from somebody professionally that's done it their whole lives, that's even like a master in their field, that you would be interested in learning and devoting yourself to actively learn something? I mean, I know that we like to learn in different things, but if it was somebody that you could pick or a certain field that you'd say, you know what, I'd be really interested in learning that further from a professional off the top of your head.
Because we talked about it the other day. Knife making, bro. Forging fire.
Ooh, yes.
I think it would be cool. I don't, not to sound like a lazy guy, but I would like to make sure that there's always a power hammer because I don't want to swing a mallet the whole time. But, dude, like, if I had the proper tools for knife making, yeah.
I'd like to dabble in that, dude. Yes, of course, we've talked about it.
Yes.
It went from me watching this show to suddenly I'm looking up forges on the internet.
I told you forever ago to watch this show.
I know, but I'm the one that wants to do it on my own. I don't want to be told what to do.
Because, like, all three of us, like, J-Lil will just, when they stab the dummy.
It's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the craft in it is so, it's... Because even like you see some of these dudes that are professionals do it and like they mess up
because mm-hmm.
like metal itself is such a like fickle thing, like,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't always turn out right, and it like it'll surprise you, like these dudes, like they'll do every single step 100%
and they still get
and
a D-lam,
and then something will happen, they'll quench it, it'll twist, or it'll D-lam, it'll crack, and they won't know until it's time to go.
All right, I watched one last night, actually. Spoiler alert, because I know you're not this far into it. Yeah. If you don't mind me talking about it.
I don't care. They're all...
They took a... You know how they, like, give you, like, a project that, like, when there's four contestants, they have to, like, make this, and then, like...
Yeah.
That's how they whittle it down.
Yeah.
They had one where the guy took off this cloth. It was, like, a 9-foot dagger. And Jeez. They had to scale it 1/5. So they had to make sure they met the parameters of the length and everything.
A fifth. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it was surprising because two people didn't do it.
Ooh.
One guy's was too narrow, and his tang broke off, like that.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, the part that the handle is, it's called the tang. And the tang broke off, and he had to weld it with like 2 minutes left.
Dude, these dudes are like such animals when they beat these knives up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, it makes me really realize how like probably brittle the knives in my house are.
Yeah.
It's like these guys are like beating helmets with them, like steel.
Chopping
bones.
Yeah.
Just sitting there hitting them.
Hitting a deer antler.
And they're like, oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there's no rolled edges.
Like, I'd be like, geez,
I don't think I own a knife that could do that. Like, but I think that knife would making would be really fun. Okay. Or one thing I've always wanted to do, but it'd be very meticulous, but it would be cool to just say that you've done it.
Yeah.
Kind of on the metal working thing. Chainmail. Have you ever seen people make chainmail?
Oh, yeah. By hand?
Yeah.
Rough.
Oh, it's so meticulous, though.
But it'd be cool.
Like, I made this. Like,
well, that and like...
I made a shirt out of little soda pop tops.
Soda pop tops?
Yeah.
With your ingots?
Yeah, my little ingots.
That would be cool. Metalwork?
Yeah. Metallurgy?
Always... The ones that always get me is like the machining ones. I like those. But I know it's a lot of school and stuff, and it's like, meh. So I'd be interested in like learning certain things, like when they run the lathes and they make all these little things, like making like the small motors and stuff like that. Like that always interests me.
Yeah.
Or like watchmaking.
Yes.
You see them dudes clean out watches, dude?
The dude that like does them on YouTube and he like takes them all apart and like rebuilds this old, like...
Some of them look like they've been ran through like manure.
Yeah.
For some reason that always interests me, even though I know I wouldn't do it.
I'm starting to think that our YouTube algorithms aren't that far off.
They really are. Like,
a lot of the crap you talk between about, I'm like, I just watched that like, the other day.
Or the ones where you watch people take like old like Xboxes and clean them out.
Yes.
And they take it all apart down to like nothing.
A guy that like restores Game Boys.
Yeah. But it's like they take these things apart and they look like they've been ran through manure. And it's like there was one that I saw of a guy that was like, oh, the title was, oh, restored an Xbox One. And I was like, all right, they're just going to take one and clean it out. Dude, this guy's walking through like a field. And I'm pretty sure it was planted, but it was, like, in the middle of, like, the mud. And he just picks it up and goes and cleans it all out, dude. He's, like, pressure washing the boards and all that, and I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, and they, like, they have to, like, get super detailed and, like, how to saw. Okay.
And then
this fault is, oh, this specific resistor
solder
broke or something. It's, like...
That's crazy. Like soldering boards like that, like that's rough.
Related, unrelated. If I came into a decent amount of money, I'd buy a wood lathe. I think it'd be cool.
Woodworking.
Like I'm not like the most, not the best woodworking person in the world.
Attaboy.
Like, my craftsmanship isn't like superb. But like, I think it'd be cool to just turn like a bowl on a lathe.
Yeah.
Or like
a
vase.
Well, some of the ones that you see them do, like when they take color pencils and they glue them together.
They epoxy them
with
together
epoxy,
and then they make a bowl out of
and
it.
And they make a bowl out of it.
Or a ceramic wheel.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be fun. Like
I did pottery for a bit, and it's kind of like the gist of it. But it was like back then, I didn't really care, so I was just doing it.
Yeah, I didn't have the drive.
Whatever.
I'm just in class. It's the fun class that I can goof around in because
you're in school, so you're just goofing anyway.
God, that's one thing I regret. And I get like your parents like you need to study in school, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Because now I'm at that point where I like tell Jayla, I'm like, you need to focus on school. But like
I'm my parents.
I wish I paid more attention in school.
Yeah.
Like, I look back at it now, and I'm like,
free
that's not hard.
Free education nowadays is like,
yeah.
It'd be cool.
Like, it would not be hard. Like, if I could go back to, like, high school even, like, not even go back as far as, like, elementary and finger paint.
Because the thing about it is that, like, now I look into that information. I look into that kind of stuff being out of high school, and I'm like, man, I had this thing at, like, at my fingertips when I was in school.
Oh my God, I would have like an A in history because I love that. I look up history stuff just as entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so interested in it now that it's like past me would like make fun of me for how much I like it.
Yeah, but like I love learning about crap that happened in history.
Yeah, yeah.
Math, I feel like
I feel like
around on that.
So the other thing about that is that I feel like I'm on the same page as you, but I would love to go back and learn things like that, but with today's technology.
Oh, to be in school now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I feel like back then it was like, yeah, it was. It might have caught my attention, but I wouldn't have been able to do as extensive of research as I can now.
Yeah, like...
So, like, now these kids, like, they can literally go and look up all these things and, like, learn about them on the internet.
Yeah. Like, what was our computer classes was like... Learning home rows and the importance of that. And then, like...
Dude, the covers on the computer...
Making a PowerPoint.
The covers that they would put on the typing so that you wouldn't look at the letters while you were typing.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All the computer games. Learning to type, dude. Like, a lot of that stuff's...
What's that... What was that pinball game they'd have in the typing class?
I have that one on my phone.
Do you really?
I think so.
But, yeah, that, like... Computer classes, when we were in school, were... Here's how a computer works kind of thing, like the basics of it. I feel now computer class would be like, here's how to make your own web page. The more in-depth of the computer now that like people understand that they're not going away. Because when we took computer classes, there was still like the ignorant, like, this is a technology you have to learn, but it's not going to be everywhere. And they don't realize like how...
I think a lot of it was back then. It's like, that's the technology that the schools were given. And it was pretty advanced for its time. But, like, that's what they gave them, and that's what we had.
Oh, Windows 95.
Oh, dude, yes. Windows 95.
The little paperclip when you're trying to type
Clippy?
Something on. Yeah, Clippy, bro.
That was my guy. Yeah. Word. Dude, learning how to do PowerPoint presentations.
Yeah, PowerPoints or... You know what I wish? And it's going to sound stupid because I know there's a lot of people that know how to use it. But I've never needed it after... I think the last time I used it was in high school. And it's a program that I should have on my computer. I don't know why I would use it. But putting formulas in for Microsoft Excel. Spreadsheets.
Dude, honestly, I literally just ended up using that a while ago at work.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's weird. Because I had to do like a... I have like this one open that's for my PTO. And so it does... It's written all out and it does the formulas. You enter them into each cell... And it'll take like your PTO, and then you say, okay, I used this many hours this week, and it'll take them and subtract them, and then add
your PTO that you're gonna have
on the next one.
So you,
and I had to learn that.
Yeah,
on
and
the
it's
spot.
Stupid.
Yeah,
God, I feel like such an old person.
But
now.
Like you said, like I didn't really pay attention to it back in the day. So
yeah,
like,
I had the means to learn it. I just chose not to learn it.
Yeah,
and it's gonna kick me in the ass now.
It's all right. by the time our kids get old enough, they'll have like the Google thing in their brains anyway.
Oh, would you put the Neuralink chip in your head?
I think I'd have to wait off on it. I would do like the same thing as I do with any electronics. I'd wait for like the bugs to be worked out for the first like year or two.
Because here's my theory about the Neuralink thing.
Here we go.
If your brain, I don't know the actual specifics of it, if it is what it is, but if your brain, let's say, was able to get on the internet at any given time,
I'd get nothing done.
No, that's the thing, is the first people that get like the internet, quote unquote, in their brain are going to be the ones that rule the world, because they're going to be able to move up corporations so fast, because they're going to be able to do math like that. They're going to be able to have answers to things
So there's that, but there could also be another side to it where they say that those people aren't allowed to take positions they require.
But if I'm running a company and I got some guy that can do like extreme long division math in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, but then that's what I'm saying. Like it might be something where it's like against the law to do that. Does that make sense? So they're gonna have to put robots.
That's gonna
on it. Unless everybody has it, nobody's gonna be allowed to benefit from it.
Why not?
Because it's not fair.
Yeah, because you didn't get it first.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Like the people that get that are gonna be able to climb up like quote unquote the corporate ladder faster. Because they're gonna be able to have answers to things. They're gonna be able to figure out complex problems faster. They're gonna be able to look
I feel to an extent. Because, like, I mean, even now, like, I mean, we have access to the internet, whether or not be at the top of our brains, but, like, a lot of times even those dudes that are already climbing the corporate ladder have access to it, and they still can't figure out the problems.
Yeah, but you're more likely as a shoo-in. I'm just saying, like...
I don't know.
First people that get it, this is my... I know we said we weren't going to do a conspiracy episode, this is my conspiracy, is the first people that get those, like... the get their brain online like that.
Those are going to be the first patients to get the zombie virus in their brains.
No.
There's going to be...
You're telling me the zombies are going to be smarter than me?
The thing is that any company that does that kind of thing, once they start introducing it, they're going to have control. There's going to be like stops to it. Like there's going to be things where they're like, okay, well, so-and-so is doing this.
Up on your brain. Oh my god, your safe search is going to be stuck on.
You're going to be hacked, bro.
Oh my god.
You're going to be susceptible to being hacked at the gas stations, just like they are now.
Dude, they can hack you and control you remotely.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
There's, I don't know, these companies always make their little safeguards, dude, I bet you.
I tell you what. But all right, we're going to wrap that one up before we go too deep into that. Yeah, we'll revisit that, though. Don't you worry. I got some Googling to do because I can't do it in my brain. But I'll look into that.
So you're going to tell these fine people about your hot sauce or what?
Oh, so, yeah. All right. Karina was watching the Hot Ones challenges the other day where they have, like, the celebrity and they come in. They start off with a really mild hot sauce and they just slowly go up and they have, like, 10 hot sauces. Yeah. I got one that's like really mild and everything, and it just goes up from there. Well, I bought the one they use for like the number three spot for like the third hottest one. It's called the Bomb Hot Sauce, and I bought it because I was like, I want to see what these people are like, because I'm not one to turn down like something spicy. I'll give it a dabble and I'll probably hate myself for it. Like I tasted it and I complained the whole time. I got it in my eye. I got it in my nose. It would not get off my fingers.
See, and I'm the one that complains before I even eat the hot sauce because I'm not a fan.
So
I find there to be a joy in burning your mouth, like some people.
It's just the experience. Well, anyways, I bought some, and it's hot. It's really really hot. And so how'd you feel about having Sergio try it? Because he'll be the one that's like, meh.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the one that doesn't want to do it, but you know what? I'll do it for you people.
Yay! Hooray! All right. We'll wrap this one up. Thank you guys for joining us and stay tuned for more.
See ya.